Sometimes it's hard to ask a question. Imagine that you're in a classroom setting and the teacher has been presenting to the class, and when she is done, she asks the question, "Are there any questions?" Now, you don't understand something that she has taught, but you're afraid to ask a question. Everyone else seems to have understood. If you ask the question, you reveal your ignorance. You might look stupid. Everyone else got it, except for you. Isn't it better to remain silent and let people at least think you're smart? In the Christian faith, sometimes it's even harder to ask questions. Not only might we look stupid, but it will show our lack of faith. We want to have great faith, not doubts. Questions reveal our doubts, and we're not supposed to doubt. At least that's what we've been taught. We have the truth. We shouldn't have doubts. In our scripture this morning, from Mark's Gospel, the disciples didn't understand what Jesus was teaching them. We are told that they were afraid to ask him about it. They were afraid to ask questions of Jesus. Why do you think they were afraid? I think one reason might have been that Peter, just a few chapters before this, had been rebuked by Jesus for questioning him. Jesus had told the disciples in Mark 8:31 that he again might suffer and die and then rise from the dead. And Peter couldn't accept this. He rebuked Jesus. And Jesus said to Peter, "Out of my sight, Satan. You do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men." Those are very strong words directed at Peter. So, it's not surprising that disciples might be afraid to ask Jesus a question about his suffering and death, given what happened with Peter. Or maybe the disciples were afraid that they would hear something they didn't want to hear. They didn't want to believe that Jesus would suffer and die. As I said last week, it just wasn't on their radar. It was something they didn't even think remotely possible. Jesus was the Messiah. And the Messiah would never suffer and die. The disciples were so wrapped up in this and in the anticipation of an earthly kingdom that Jesus would bring to usher in, that immediately after Jesus' teaching, they started arguing among themselves about who would be the greatest in the kingdom. Isn't that amazing? Here Jesus is talking about his suffering and death. And they are talking about who will be the greatest. And then Jesus shares this amazing teaching. If you want to be first in the kingdom, you must be the last, the servant of all. The disciples in the Gospel of Mark seem to be totally clueless. They can't begin to understand Jesus' teachings. And to compound the problem, they were afraid to ask questions. This is an example of what not to do. God wants us to ask questions. God gave us wonderful minds, and He wants us to use them. We should have an ongoing search for knowledge and understanding. And seeking knowledge and understanding involves asking questions. One scientist spoke these words about a colleague. He said, "The best research chemist I ever knew was a man who managed to stay always amazed by the mysteries of the physical world. He entered the lab every morning, stunned by all the things he had yet to discover about chemistry. Though he was brilliant, master of his field, he cultivated a spirit of ignorance, kept focusing on all that he didn't know, rather than resting secure in all that he knew." Did you hear that last sentence? He cultivated a spirit of ignorance, kept focusing on all that he didn't know, rather than resting secure in all that he did know. I'm convinced that that's what discipleship should be all about. That's how we approach the challenge of becoming a follower of Jesus Christ, with all that that means. We must never rest secure in how much we know about the Christian faith. And I know some of you know a great deal. We must always be searching for new truth and new understanding. After all, any God we can fully grasp and completely understand couldn't be God. Discipleship is a lifelong process of learning and growing, confessing and repenting, and being transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit living within us. The great theologian Karl Barth said that there's a sense in which the closer you come to Jesus, the more you know about Him, the more distant He becomes, and the less you really know about Him. Jesus is a great, unfathomable mystery. We'll never fully understand Him in this world, in this life. But we need to try. Jesus keeps challenging us to grow in our understanding of Him, because in Him we find life. To discover more about Jesus, we need to ask questions. My friends, it's okay to have doubts, because doubts help us wrestle with deeper realities that are difficult, if not impossible, to understand. Frederick Beeker said that honest doubt is essential for growth in faith. Not the enemy or the opposite of faith. He said doubts are the ants in the pants of faith. They keep faith alive and moving. Don't you love that phrase? Doubts are the ants in the pants of faith. They make us uncomfortable. They make us want to deal with that problem. They make us want to search for answers. The disciples portrayed in Mark's gospel should encourage us. For here were men who lived with Jesus. They knew Him more than anyone else. They talked with Him every day. They saw His miracles. They saw how loving and compassionate He was. They heard His teachings. But they just didn't understand. They were filled with doubts to the very end. It's encouraging to know that from the beginning, the people who were closest to Jesus had questions. But Jesus was patient with them. He kept teaching them. And when He rose from the dead, He opened the Scriptures for them so that they could understand. And then when Jesus ascended into heaven, He sent the Holy Spirit to fill them with wisdom and understanding. The Spirit of truth. So don't be concerned if you feel that there are big gaps in your understanding of Jesus or what it means to be a disciple in modern day America. God will help us understand. When we ask the questions, we will receive answers. Sometimes from Scripture, sometimes from other believers, but always with the help of the Holy Spirit. Now, we won't receive all the answers in this lifetime. Some questions are too deep for our feeble minds to fully grasp, and they will only be answered by God when we meet Him in paradise. But let's not be afraid to ask the questions. Don't be afraid to ask even the deepest questions. Jesus will not reject you for your questions any more than Jesus rejected His first disciples for their fear to ask questions. Go ahead. Bring your doubts and your questions to church, to Bible study. Lay open your heart to Jesus. Ask. He will not forsake you because of your questions. You have nothing to fear from the One who loves you and has called you to be His disciple. Go ahead. Don't be afraid to ask. Would you join me in prayer? You are such a mystery. You are so great and glorious that we cannot understand You. Your beauty and glory, majesty and power are beyond words to describe and beyond our capacity to comprehend. And yet You have revealed Yourself to us, Lord, through Holy Scripture. And most powerfully and completely through Jesus. And then finally through the power of Your Holy Spirit to bring light into our minds and Your truth into our lives. So help us, Lord. Give us the desire to know more, to understand You more fully, to ask the deep questions that are so important, and to trust that over time You will give us answers. You will help us to understand You more and to serve You more fully. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.